Oof. We'll move on from that. Not a good game yesterday. Michigan basketball will be interesting. They host Rutgers at Ann Arbor tonight. Phil Martelli is your head coach as Juwan sits out. Remember,
that makes sense. Who was he with for a long time?
He was in the Atlantic 10 for a while. He's a good coach, man. He's a good coach. Good guy. Interesting game tonight. We're going to see where the Red Wings are, because the Red Wings are really good at home, and Colorado has, I believe, 87 people who can score a goal. Their bus driver can hang 10 on you.
Yeah, and they all can skate like the wind.
Yes. Fun game tonight. Be interested. This is a good one. And then the last thing I want to talk about is Paul Halloran. Lifetime ban. He punched a ref in a junior league game. Hockey.
Yeah.
Smoked this guy. Now, the key word is...
punch.
Here's the audio in there. You'll hear the reaction from the crowd when he does this. Now they're fighting. There it comes. Yeah. That is him, actually. He cold-cocked this guy.
Sucker punched him.
And the dude got up. The ref jumped right back up.
He did.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
So, well, I was trying to find any reason at all. I always try to look at things through the filter of, like, I go, all right, well, maybe the guy said something. Maybe the guy did something. Maybe, you know, some reason for this guy to do this. I got nothing. He's just an idiot. Am I wrong? He's just an idiot for doing this.
No, he got upset because he was breaking out of the zone along the boards, and the ref tried to jump up on the boards to get cleared from it, like they do, and he was just wrong place, wrong time, ran into the player. The player kind of pushed him, and that's what started the whole thing. That's why he got the penalty, and then went on to just punch him.
Wow.
That's nuts, though, man.
No. Did you ever have a ref get in your face all the years of hockey?
I never... Not like wanting to fight me, but yelling at me for hits and stuff. I had one guy tell me I was the dirtiest player he's ever reffed, and he's reffed for 30 years.
Really?
Yeah, but that's... I started a bench brawl. I snapped my stick over a kid's back. He was slew-footing everybody. That's like the number one thing. If you play hockey and you slew-foot, you might...
Explain for people who don't play hockey what slew-foot is.
Slew-foot is when you kick out the back of the guy's skate. So if you're at, like, a face-off and the puck's dropped and you kick the back of the skate, you go flying.
Right.
It's dangerous as all heck. And it's a move that if you do, you should get pummeled. And this kid was doing it. So I cross-checked him in the back, broke my stick, started a big bench brawl right in St. Clair Shores.
By the way, Slew Foot is also opening for Candlebox this year.
Oh, that gets me triggered.
Great band. See, now you're... Stop it. Your hands are on the board.
Move.
His hands are on the counter, and he's kind of leaning forward.
Little guys do it.
You're freaking me out here, dude. What's the keyword again for the video?
Punch.
Yeah, don't hit me this morning. Here's the audio again, now. So he's confronting the guy, and you'll see it. And it comes out of nowhere, right there. Which video do we put up? You starting the bench clearing brawl or Halloran?
Oh, thank God there's no film of that one.
Come on! There's no video of it?
No, thankfully.
Shenanigans. Oh, by the way, one more quick note. USFL had their draft last night. See who the number one pick was?
Yeah, baby.
Shea?
Yeah.
Mr. Patterson from Michigan goes to the Michigan Panthers. All the games will be in Birmingham this year.
Right.
So... And they'll be starting, like, in a couple months.
Excited for it. Jeff Fisher's the coach.
Absolutely, man.
Come on, Fish.
Bring it back. We got to get Bobby Hebert to be down there. Come on now. Get the Panthers into big game. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I remember Slewfoot's first album. Remember that? When they did their version of Trip and all the show? From 1 year, and all you got to do is tell us the year. Here's your clue. Zepp gets run over.
Good clue.
Thank you. I don't like that one. All right. 26 degrees. It was 50-something yesterday.
Yeah, it was cold this morning, huh?
So yesterday was, what do we call that in Michigan? False spring? Fake spring?
Fake spring.
Yeah, fake spring was yesterday, right? That thing where you're like, oh.
Yeah, the last 2 days.
No more snow. Shenanigans. Okay. I will come back to this later on in the show, but I wanted to mention this because I think this is the damnedest thing. You ever watch that? When you, do you watch Peacock at all? Do you guys watch Peacock? Do you use it for any of the shows? All right. So Peacock, the terms of use. Have you ever read a terms of use or an agreement thing when you click on it?
No. Who does?
Well, someone did. Let me find this. We have this posted, by the way. What's the keyword for it?
Keyword's chili.
So the young lady's explaining this.
So my boyfriend obviously reads the terms and conditions. And I'm trying to figure out why the chili from the office, the recipe is on here in the terms and conditions with the instructions. Why was that necessary to put on here?
Okay, so. And we posted this. Keyword again is
chili.
Chili. And see if you can find it, because I put a click here link for it. They put the entire Kevin's chili recipe from The Office in the terms of use and how to prepare it. That's magical.
That's awesome. Because for such a short amount of the show, that was such a big thing.
Kevin's chili.
You only hear about it once, no, but it's that big.
It's become a thing.
At least once a year, I like to bring in some of my Kevin's famous chili. The trick is to undercook the onions.
There he is. That's the chili. You'll see it on there.
Everybody will get to know each other in the pot.
I love that. That's fantastic. Now I want to try the chili recipe. Do you know who has the best chili in Detroit? I got to find out if I've still got his recipe. You ever look at Calvert's chili recipe?
Oh, no.
It's a lot.
We've talked about it, though.
So, Calvert, Ken Calvert, KC, the casual one, used to have a whole thing where he hosted chili competitions here in Detroit. He called himself King Chili.
Yeah.
And he really competed. So, like, he would go and do these tournaments and stuff. And Calvert's chili is work. It's not your normal throw some beans in a crock pot with some seasoning.
Right.
It's like cubed beef. It's very specific. But he would crush people with that chili.
Dang.
And Screaming Scott over here, Riff.
Yeah, I know about his.
He's all about his chili. Mine's better. But because of COVID, we haven't had our chili competition here at work.
Right.
I'm honestly thinking about making Kevin's chili for our chili competition this year at work. Because we have to beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, we have, you know, I'm not worried about Meltdown because he's out playing hockey. He doesn't have time for chili. So we'll take him down.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm in for it.
Okay. All right.
You know, what's funny is the guy at Peacock who writes the terms and agreements was probably so psyched to see this video. Yes.
Somebody found it.
Somebody read what I do.
Did he? He had to tell him, right? I mean, it's because it has the little, you'll see it again, keyword chili. There's a disclaimer on the front of it. It's just the sweetest thing how they did that. By the way, chili does not have beans in it. You know that, right?
No, but you said this. It's because we just did that here, right?
The whole Texas thing, all the folks in Texas, the chili, like the chili heaven, if you put beans in chili, they call it stew. You're not supposed to put beans in chili. Did you know that?
No.
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah, you guys tell me if I'm being a chili snob, but I swear I've been told that you're not supposed to put beans in chili. Anyway, keyword chili if you want to see in the terms of use, Kevin's chili recipe from The Office on the Peacock terms of use. That is magical, man. We got to kick Screaming Scott's ass for this year, don't we?
Yeah, because we got to be bringing it back here.
Oh, I think so. Well, we can do it. Okay. Hey, Screaming Scott, you're going down like a flat tire in 696, baby.
We might all have to compete. We might all have to.
Do you have a chili recipe?
Yeah, I do.
Which one?
What do you mean?
Your mom's or just your own personal one?
No, it's Heidi and mine.
Okay.
Mine and Heidi's.
Are you and I going to have a little chili competition here?
I think we should do it.
Do we invite Calvert? No, because he's a ringer. He's been making chili for 40 years and kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah, I was going to bring you some chili Heidi made over the weekend, but nope, I'm eating it all at home. It's a white chicken one.
Dude, fancy. I've been working with you for years. You have never brought me food from home.
Not true.
What?
Not true.
Name one. We're only on till 10.
I brought something for you before. I know. I'll just think about it.
Okay. Keyword chili. Really coming up in 20 years for Autorama tickets. Zepp gets run over. That's your clue.
Good clue.
Better chili.
Good clue.
Now I got to kick you. Not that long, 10 minutes. Zepp gets run over.
Good clue.
Got it? I think Ernie got it already.
Yeah, Ernie got it.
Three little snippets from 1 year. Autorama tickets up for grabs. Okay, we got it, by the way. Is Calvert's chili recipe up there now?
Yes, it is. Keyword chili.
So someone found in the terms of use for Peacock TV, when you first click on it, as you scroll through it, there's Kevin's chili recipe from The Office. Not only what goes in it, but how to make it. Remember Kevin's chili from The Office? Keyword is...
chili.
Again.
At least once a year, I like to bring in some of my Kevin's famous chili. The trick is to undercook the onions.
Magical. Put that clip up there as well. But we have Calvert's chili recipe. It's a lot.
It really is.
There's a lot of work.
There's three different sections to it.
Oh, yeah. Ken doesn't mess around with this. We got into this whole discussion about chili and so when Kathy and I first got married, I decided, you know, I wanted to be newlywed guy and I wanted to bring the buddies over and hang out at our apartment, man. And I was going to make some chili.
Yeah.
I was not a good cook when Kathy and I first got together. Spaghetti was an adventure. Not a good cook. So I went out and got the Carol Shelby little brown bag with the chili mix in it.
Right.
And I decided to make it by the bag. But then once I got into it, being a guy, I decided I'm going to alter because I know more about chili than Carol Shelby did.
Absolutely.
By the way, it's that Carol Shelby. He had his own chili recipe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I added way too much beer and too much seasoning. I had like eight guys come over. We were watching a football game. I think it was, it was like a playoff game or something. Next day at work, I realized that like four of them have some form of food poisoning because I completely ruined this chili. They were just miserable.
Oh.
And it got all around the stations like, whatever you do, don't go over to Big Jim's house for chili.
I'm
like,
it's not that bad. Oh, you were that guy.
Yeah, I tried to kill half the staff of chili.
Bring it in.
It's got better now, but for years I could never live that down. Keyword chili. That's just crazy, though, that they put that in the terms of use. That's awesome.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Is there another recipe on TV or in a movie that you want? That's a tough question.
Off my head, yeah.
You were chilly. I always wondered in Friends when, what was her name? When Rachel made the like the layered thing with all the meat and all the different stuff for Thanksgiving where she screwed it up.
And Joey
ate it anyway. I don't know of a recipe on TV that you absolutely want. Kevin's chili is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
And he does stuff with like Bush's baked beans and all that.
Right. You know what? There's
248-398-9279. That's our house phone.
There's one that I would want just because of how much she eats it. But in Parks and Rec, the JJ's Diner waffles.
Oh,
she said they're the best waffles in Indiana and eats them constantly. Like, can I have the recipe for those? I want to try.
Is it just a waffle? Or is there...
No, it's just a waffle, but it's the best waffles in Indiana.
I honestly, can you guys think of anything like a recipe from a TV show that you would want to have? Kevin's chili's the one. Keyword chili. That's tough, man. Chris, the pancakes from Uncle Buck. Wait a minute. Ernie said there was a chili recipe in Magnum PI. I don't remember that. We're not down you, Ernie. Just don't remember that one. Keyword chili. What else? Oh, now we're going to be thinking about this all day, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anything, though.
For grabs, listen very closely.
Keep away from this banker. We're going to start throwing bodies out the front door one at a time.
For the people of the neighborhood, it was a sideshow. But for Sonny and Sal, the hostages, and the cops, it was a dog day afternoon.
California today, President Ford looked down the barrel of a loaded automatic held by a red-haired woman in a long red dress. But the gun didn't go off, and he's all right. She is.
That was crazy. Okay, 248-398-9279 is our house phone. What are they playing for, Ryan Logan Jr., Esquire the III?
We got that pair of tickets to the 69th annual McGuire's Autorama. off.
Much better.
Is that better? Oh, all right, cool. Better. It's at the Huntington Place. Run in the weekend of March 4th through the 6th. Return of America's Greatest Hot Rod Show, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can get your tickets now.
So you stop after March 4th through the 6th, and then you do the second part
sorry,
of the ground.
Yeah.
So you go at Huntington Place, running weekend of March 4th through the 6th.
It's the return of America's Greatest Hot Rod Show, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No, you don't good. Actually say the last two right. words. You have to. Like, that's no. That can I can still know what you said. Too much. Try it again. There it is. You have to sound like a dog with a sock in your mouth. (laughs) 248-398-9279 It's true.
It is. Yeah. I'm not.
Hey, honey, what do you want for dinner?
I'd love to get some.
Ready to go back in time?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Let's play Reelin' in the Years in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the years?
Here we go. We got three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. Listen very closely.
Keep away from this bank or we're going to start throwing bodies out the front door one at a time.
For the people of the neighborhood, it was a sideshow.
Sonny!
But for Sonny and Sal, the hostages and the cops, it was a dog day afternoon.
California today, President Ford looked down the barrel of a loaded automatic held by a red-haired woman in a long red dress. But the gun didn't go off and he's all right.
Hey, good morning, Joe. What year are we looking for?
Good morning. I hope you're looking for 1975.
We are. There it is. You got Zeppelin trampled underfoot off physical graffiti. You got Dog Day Afternoon, and then President Ford getting shot at. Congratulations, bud.
All right. Sounds excellent.
You are off to Autorama. Autorama! Got a pair of tickets for that, and then your first chance to buy tickets for the Stone Soup Bronco.
Awesome. I'll definitely be buying some.
Awesome, dude, man. Boom. Hey, what are you up to today? Got your boots on?
Oh, I'm driving to work. They're on.
And it's funny. Yesterday we were wearing shorts, and today we're wearing three layers of clothes. It's Michigan. Yeah. Well, hold on, Joe. We'll get all your info next. Appreciate you having us on.
Awesome. Thanks.
We'll run that back tomorrow right around 6:45. Coming up next, listener Lori is mad at us over something we've done this morning. It's not even 7 o'clock, and we... Lori, we're sorry. Lori texted in, hey, Big Jim and Ryan, how come most of your shows start with food? Maybe you need to eat breakfast before you go in, LOL. You make me hungry every morning.
Sorry, Lori.
Sorry. If you haven't seen Kevin's chili recipe from the office, text us, keyword chili. It's not our fault.
Yeah, things just pop up and...
food's good. If you're just stopping by, thanks for checking out Big Jim's house here. So, in the Peacock terms of use, that big scrolling thing, in the middle of it, we're not joking, is the recipe for Kevin's chili from The Office. Now, how to cook it and everything. And we added to the post, keyword chili, Ken Calvert's famous chili recipe.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot going on
in it. Wow. C-H-I-L-I, chili. But it led to this discussion about food. Again, sorry, Lori. If you could know how to make one thing from a TV show or a movie, what would it be? I mean, you know the one I want to figure out what the hell it is? Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and make it fast because I want to hurry. Right?
Ooh, that'd be good, yeah.
What? I don't know what a Diablo sandwich is. I assume it's like a barbecue sandwich with just spicy stuff on it.
Spicy, yeah. The Diablo.
Yeah. Don't know. 248-398-9279. Hey, Dan, you've been holding on, man. Good morning.
Good morning, Big Jim. How you doing?
We're good, man. So what would you actually, what do you want to know how to cook?
Well, whenever it's on TV, I watch the movie Chef. And that's the one with Jon Favreau. He's an up-and-coming chef.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Love that movie. And I watch it because I want that grilled cheese sandwich that he makes.
Yeah.
And to top it off, the chocolate lava cake, it's frigging molten! I love that. I gotta get the chocolate lava cake.
We gotta find out now. Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you, bud.
Thanks for your service, by the way.
Oh, appreciate that, Dan. You have a great day, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye. 248-398-9279. We and I were talking about, what was the other one? The cake.
Mrs. Trunchbull's chocolate cake from Matilda, the one that she makes the kid, I forget his name, but makes him eat the whole entire thing.
I do remember that.
That was like the biggest, just heaviest, chocolatiest cake ever.
I want to know what goes on a Big Kahuna Burger from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that'd be another good one.
Pineapple. In the old school, Adam's ribs from MASH. The whole episode where Hawkeye wants ribs shipped over from Chicago.
Right.
I've never checked if that was really a place.
Hmm.
I would assume
it is
so?
If they referred to it that much.
Because they did refer to Tony Paco's
right.
in MASH. Because, you know, Klinger was from Toledo. Tony Paco's, they actually had a box of Tony Paco's on one of the episodes. Somebody said, everybody loves Raymond. Bregoli? I don't know this one. The Bregoli recipe. This all started because someone has actually posted Kevin's recipe for chili from The Office.
At least once a year, I like to bring in some of my Kevin's famous chili. The trick is to undercook the onions.
It's magical. They hit it in the terms of use for Peacock. Someone caught it. Well, actually, her boyfriend was the one who kept... She's laughing at him going, who reads the terms of use?
Of course he read them all.
Of course he did. Again, keyword chili.
Oh, here's one. You'll get it when you watch Mighty Ducks 1.
Okay.
Hans von Pfefferenegg's. I could be saying it totally wrong, but that's just how I remember it being said.
Huh? What?
It's a Hans...
Hans Pfefferenegg's? Haas and Pfeffer? And eggs? Is that what you mean?
No, I don't. Maybe that's what it is.
It's Haas and Pfeffer, right? I think Haas and Pfeffer is like a thing.
Okay. Haas and Pfeffer and eggs. Yeah. Okay. Well, I like it the way I say it, though.
How do you say it?
Hans Franz Pfeffer and eggs.
James Regatta. All makes sense. Hang with us. All right. Lori's gonna get mad at us. We're still getting people calling up and sending in notes. The recipe for Kevin's chili from The Office was posted in the terms of use on Peacock. Somebody figured it out. It's the whole recipe. So we put it up with Ken Calvert's chili recipe as well. Keyword, of course, is...
chili.
But then we started thinking about what food, the recipe, would you like from a movie or a TV show? Hey, Brad, good morning. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I want some of the spaghetti sauce or the gravy that they were making in The Godfather.
Oh, or Nona and all them in the kitchen making the big pot of sauce?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, the pork gives it the flavor and the sauce, you know. I want some of that.
Is that Godfather or Goodfellas?
Godfather. They did the same thing in the Goodfellas, but the first Godfather,
right,
when they went to the mattresses.
Okay. Well, this I'm covered both these movies because Ryan hasn't seen either one.
Oh,
see, I brought
yeah,
it back around,
it
Ryan.
Back.
You're welcome. Yeah, okay.
How can you not have seen those?
He hates it when I bring this up. So, all right, now we're all hungry again. It's and Brad, apologize to Lori because you brought up more food.
Guys, hey, it is what it is.
Okay, now we're all hungry. Hey, man, have a good day, Brad.
You too, man. Bye.
Bye. Keyword chili. I didn't mean to mention the whole thing about...
Yeah.
Do you think anybody will text in and scream, why haven't you seen those movies?
They always do.
248-398-9279. I was just giving the number out randomly.
Right,
no
right.
Used to call you text, and it goes right to Ryan's computer. But there's no reason to text right now. CSX Files coming up in about 10 minutes. Rocky III Syndrome. It's a thing.
Oh, boy.
And then Monkey 710 to Big Jim's house. CSX Files coming up next. Rocky III Syndrome and Monkey See, Monkey Felon. Big Jim is Ryan Logan on the left. And I got to admit, yesterday I told you after the show, we went to get passports. I've never done this. I've got the enhanced license at Secretary of State. And hi to Matt at the post office. Nice guy. Went in there. I honestly, when I went in to get a passport, I was expecting to go into a room and they would lock the door and there'd be a guy in a black suit.
Yeah, you put the little light on you in the dark.
And they, you know, they go like, are you an American citizen? But they would say it like in a German voice. In my head, it was always like, so where are you born, James? So you want to leave the country? Are you an American citizen? Very interesting. So Kathy's trying to call her mom because they told us that we didn't have where her mom and dad were born in Pennsylvania. We had the state, but we didn't have the city, right? So I realized one thing yesterday. You cannot call your parents with one question.
and expect them to just answer that one question.
Right.
So she's off to the side calling him. The guy goes, you should get this so it'll speed up the process. I hear her over there. She's like, hey, Mom. Yeah. Hey, we're here getting our passports done. And I was just wondering, I don't have, what town were you born in? No, the kids are fine. I don't know. We're eating for dinner tonight. What do you mean Dad went up to the auto parts store? It was just everything. But she's like, no, we're in line right now. We have to do that. No, not what county you were born in. What town? Took like 2 minutes.
Well, technically I was born.
Exactly. That's what it was.
Kevin, I didn't know you needed all that for a passport.
The guy said it helps the process. I don't know. Seemed like a really nice guy. Very serious. But there was a moment in my head when the guy goes, are you an American citizen? Right? He says, because they spin the paper around and hand it to you. And they go, are you an American citizen?
Right.
And in my head, Hulk Hogan started echoing. I'm like,
let me tell you something, brother. Am I an American citizen? I'm a real American. What you gonna do when Big Jim wants a passport from you?
I could picture jumping up on the post office on the counter there.
Woo! Let me tell you something, brother.
There it is.
I had it on my iPhone. I was ready to go.
I love it. You just couldn't make this process normal.
No. In my head, I was going to go Hulk Hogan, just rip my shirt off in the middle of the post office and like, woo!
You're running back and forth doing the ear thing?
Right. This one. Woo! I'm waiting for Andre the Giant. I'm going to. There it is. Why not? I think that's a better question. Are you a real American? Do you fight for the rights of every man? Yes.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird.
Weird.
It's time to open the CSX files.
By the way, keyword file, if you miss any of the CSX files, you can always catch up, subscribe there. Wow. You can watch us right now. We're on Facebook, Big Jim's House on WCSX.
Yep, as well as WCSX's Facebook, too.
Hi, guys. Hi, ladies. Hi, everyone. You can leave notes there. Let's start off in Boston. Matthew Abraham was arrested earlier this week. He broke into a local zoo. You're like, all right, we've heard about these stories, right? 24-year-old was caught climbing over a gate at 9 a.m. Not to get into the zoo. He wanted to get into the tiger enclosure.
Ooh.
Why? Why did he want to get into the tiger enclosure, you ask? Here's where it gets really weird. I said Rocky III. Remember this?
Eye of the tiger, man. Eye of the tiger. Come on. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Matthew says, and I quote, to get in and have a tiger eat me alive? No, they say it's something called the eye of the tiger. They say the eye of the tiger is the most dangerous thing you'll ever see in your whole life. I was trying to get close enough to the tiger to look into its eye. They say that the soul is visible through the eye. He literally wanted to get the eye of the tiger.
Eye of the tiger, man. Eye of the tiger. Come on. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Wow.
It's like telling somebody, you got to be the animal. Be the animal. So you go out and hunt one and then...
Right. It's like... Foot of the rhino.
Be the animal, yeah. Man.
Eye of the tiger, Rock. Eye of the tiger.
Literally, dude.
No. Wow. At some point, what does the tiger think about all this?
Food?
Do you think tigers watch Rocky III and go, what are we doing in this?
Yeah.
I'm not that mean. I have the tiger. That's Talk weird. To that leopard over there. He's the grumpy one.
You told me.
You let food come into my cage, and then you let it leave. That sucks. Sorry, Lori. We're still talking about food. Just eating people now.
Oh,
all right. Second story.
All right. Go to Canada, where a woman came back from a recent trip and stayed with her mom for a few days.
Yeah.
Woke up early in the morning to find a massive hole in the roof. And now she's claiming, this is a weird one. She's claiming that a massive pile of... poop from the airplane, from an airplane overhead.
This happens.
Fell down and crashed through her family room floor.
Right.
Massive hole in the roof. They can't find it. Investigators came out. They didn't see any damage that could have caused it prior to that. But also, they cannot find the evidence. There's no evidence of this thing anywhere.
So, wouldn't you think if it's that big enough to knock a hole in your roof that you would...
You would think.
Something would be there.
Yeah, they couldn't see. I mean, they did look around, though. The peanuts. There's a bunch of peanuts laying around. So, there you go.
Oh, God.
That was definite.
Oh, really? That's what you're doing? Okay.
I didn't know anything else.
In a related story, she will never eat corn again.
See the peanut? Dead giveaway.
That's it. Oh. I think that happened here in
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Detroit, a couple of years ago, somebody had... They vented from the airplane, and it dropped, and it hit their house.
I just don't get where it went with this lady. I think she was doing something and trying to cover it up from her mom.
Trying to cover up a hole in the roof by blaming an airplane?
Yeah, you can't put a picture over that one.
No, no. Well, now I'm not going to think what she's doing. Maybe the guy was trying to sneak in because she was watching Rocky III. I don't know. And finally, Jasper, Indiana police recently arrested a young man named Kyle Coleman. 36-year-old was caught on camera stealing several things from a house, including a gun. He was charged with residential burglary, among other things. So what? It's what he was wearing.
Ooh.
He was breaking into houses wearing a gorilla mask. The old, like, you know, the gorilla mask.
Oh, the old, old school
That's
one.
That's what
okay.
he was wearing. A gorilla mask.
Disguises.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not the first time this guy actually stole a watercraft last year.
Really?
With the same mask on. You've never seen a monkey see do? Because the see do the
right?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Don't you Jim's house? The Jim is Ryan on the left.
Wow,
less than a week away. Elvis the Punchki Elvis wants to come to your place of business with a dozen punchkis from New Palace Bakery in Hamtramck. Keyword is
Elvis.
Yes, sir. Now, you got to text us, 248-398-9279. Again, that is our house phone, 248-398-9279. Just put in Elvis and let us know where you work. And if you haven't seen Pelvis, the Punchki Elvis, it is a big bag of magic. It's unbelievable. We've never had him here in the Motor City before.
Never.
This is it. You think we're joking? You will see the video. He will show up to your place of business, full on Pelvis, the Punchki Elvis. So keyword Elvis. We should call Susie tomorrow. I want to find out what the flavor. Isn't it like a mocha one? She told us.
Yeah, it's some coffee mocha flavor. The newest one for this year because they do a new flavor every year. But I know we're getting assorted ones, so you don't know what you're going to get with Elvis.
Well, okay, here's a question for you guys. And you can text in as well or call 248-398-9279. What is your preferred punchki? Do you go old school prune? Prune's classic.
True.
You go cream filled? Jelly? After something or someone, classic rock. 248-398-9279. Here's why. There's a lady who named her daughter Journey. People think Jenny. She goes, no, the name's Journey. Her explanation is it was a long journey during the pregnancy. And then she's blessed with a new amazing journey. The problem is her daughter doesn't like the name because complete strangers, when they say your name's Journey, they start singing Don't Stop Believing in public.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you immediately go to that, right?
So what's your daughter's name, Journey?
Just a city boy!
Is there someone listening right now who's named their kid Seeger?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to lose a buck.
No way.
I'm not talking about a pet. I'm talking about a kid.
Yeah, somebody has.
No.
There's a ton, especially here in Detroit. I'm sure there's a ton of people named after rock stars, and I guarantee we got a couple Seegers in there.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Someone naming their kid up after a classic rocker. And more specifically, you're saying Seeger. Where's your dollar?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, I see
it.
You actually got one today?
Yes, I do.
I never win these bets.
Here, I'll give you the crappy dollar you gave me last week.
You're welcome. Well, I've given you so many of these. You were telling me, or I remember you telling me a while ago that you actually contemplated naming your kid
Rush. I really, really wanted to name him Rush, but it was after the movie August Rush. It had nothing to do with the band, but I knew, especially with the job we do, that people would go, "Oh, you're a big Rush fan."
Oh, as soon as you said the kid's name, today's Tom Sawyer, you mean guy. I mean, you just started singing it.
Yeah, there was too many thoughts in my head about Rushes, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that to him.
She named her kid Journey, though. It's a great name. I don't know, dude. I think you're going to owe me a buck.
Ah, we got somebody out there. Come on.
Nope. Ed texted, "I know a girl named Alice." Does that count? It's not after actually Alice Cooper. Alice is a girl's name. That doesn't count. I'm telling you, you're going to lose a buck on this one. Hey, Brady.
Hey, what's going on?
You are, man. So where'd your name come from?
Kenny Rogers played a character named Brady Hawk from the movie The Gambler.
The Gambler.
Yeah.
Really? So you were named after Kenny Rogers? That's cool, though. All right. So now we know someone. Doesn't count, though, because we said musicians. I'm still holding on to my buck here, Brady, but we appreciate you calling, bud.
All right. Thank you.
All right, later. Where's my dollar?
Come on.
Where's my dollar? I'm telling you. And I'm as big a Seeger Slappy as you're ever going to meet. And I don't know anyone who has the first name Seeger. Pets don't count. It's got to be people. There are plenty of pets named Seeger.
Right.
Here in Detroit.
There's got to be somebody, because I know we've talked to people before that name their kid after a classic rock person.
You sound sad.
I am. Well, I'm annoyed. Call in.
I'm annoyed. Hey, Jeff, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Hey, I touched the truth a little bit, but I like video games. And if I had two sons, I'd name them Atari and Nintendo.
See, there you go. That's a cool. Those are some cool names. Have you guys considered that for your son?
No.
Come on. When he gets older, he can call himself Nintendo 64. See?
Oh, I like that. I love it.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, have a good day, bud.
Thank you, bud.
Give me the dollar.
Give me your buck.
Give me the dollar.
Come on.
I weigh in a dollar. Let me grab it here. I got my buck.
Taken away from my future son. It's okay.
Yeah, well, the world needs ditch diggers too. So.
Yeah, thanks. That was more formula.
Is that what it is? Hold on.
Oh, man.
I'm supposed to feel bad about that. Nope. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hi. You calling about the woman who named her kid Journey?
Yep.
Okay, first name, you have one for us?
Yep, Axel Rose.
Boom. So, who is this? Her is it you or who named?
No, it's actually my boyfriend. His mom named after Axel Rose, and he hates Guns N' Roses.
So he hates Guns N' Roses, and she named him Axel.
How annoying is it him being late every time he comes somewhere?
Yep.
Would you take the bandana off? Come on.
So when you eat dinner, does he have an appetite for destruction? Never mind.
The horrible jokes.
See? Yeah. Okay. Oh, Nina, I have to give a dollar back to Ryan. There you go. Thank you, Nina. Hey, have a good morning. We appreciate you listening.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, bye. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, yo, how you doing?
I know where you got your name.
Yeah, I was about to say, my parents, they named me Adrian, and ever since then, all I get is, yo, Adrian!
Did they really name you Adrian after Adrian and Rocky?
No, they actually didn't. I don't know where they got it. It came out of nowhere, but, you know, now that's all I get. It's gotten to the point where when people ask me my name, I'll say, hey, I'm Adrian, as in yo.
You just beat them to it?
Well played. Yeah. Smart move, Adrian.
My dad got me a shirt about a year ago, and it says Yo on it, and in the O is Sylvester Stallone's face.
Oh, that's great.
That's fantastic. Hey, Adrian, have a good day.
Yeah, you guys do the same. Bye.
That's fantastic. Wait a minute. Hi, Cassidy.
Hi.
Hi.
Actually, this is...
This is actually Sandy. I won that Second Chance Romance contest, too.
Sandy. Nice. How are you? Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to name my daughter Joan Ember Thompson. Not Amber, but Ember. So her first name be Joan. Traditionally spelled Jet. Her dad said no, though.
Oh, come on. That would have been magical.
Yeah.
That would have been magical. How are you guys doing, by the way? After the big date and everything.
Oh, we're doing great. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well,
everything's doing amazing.
Good. All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, Sandy. You have a good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Don't stop. Believe it. Come on,
CSI's Big Jim's House, 752. Coming up in about 15 minutes. You think you've seen weird things in traffic here in Detroit? Oh, somebody has turned up their game. You saw the video?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, we'll get to that in a little bit. How do we... Oh, I know how we got this conversation. There's a lady who named her daughter Journey. And every time, because she went through a long journey to get pregnant and have the baby, and she was so excited about it. And then her daughter hates the name because every time somebody hears her name, they start singing Don't Stop Believing to her. Just get serenaded. So we were talking about, have you named your kid after classic rock or classic rock influenced? There's somebody calling, they're dating a guy named Axel.
Right.
After Axel Rose. 248-398-9279. The REO one is fantastic.
Yeah, Debbie texted in and said, we named our first daughter after REO Speedwagon. Husband and I love the song Keep On Loving You, so we named her Rochelle Elaine.
And then their last name starts with an O.
Yeah.
REO.
That is cool.
Again,
that's a cool, creative way to do it, too.
And I am surprised that no one's named their kid Seeger that we know of.
I really thought we'd get one of those.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife loves Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac so much that we named our daughter Rhiannon.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Does your daughter, how old's your daughter?
26.
So when did she realize she was named after a Fleetwood Mac song?
As soon as she was old enough to understand.
Is that a ringtone? Okay. Rhiannon.
As soon as she was old enough to understand.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Great name. Thank you, bud.
Yep.
Later. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi. So named your son what?
Sebastian, after Sebastian Bach.
How old's your son?
12.
So when he's 18, are you just going to play that song over and over and over and over?
I took him to go see Sebastian Bach down at Herpo's just a few months back.
Oh, yeah, seriously? I remember when he was here. Yeah.
Exactly, and he just loved every minute of it.
Okay.
That is cool.
That is magical. Good on you. You're a good mom there. Tina, it's nice talking to you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Is this real? I know you've been texting back and forth with them. One friend has a kid named Tequila. My other friend's kid is named Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, I'm
Stop.
Trying to get some answers
Come
on.
Come on.
We also had somebody that texted and said a friend of mine's last name is Log, and he named his son Lincoln. So his name is Lincoln Log.
Stop.
Remember the kid in the World Series a couple years ago, the Little League World Series? His name was Cash Money. His last name was Money.
No, I don't remember that.
His parents named him Cash.
Are you serious?
I'm like, what a name. You better do something cool, man.
Wow. Okay. Nobody named their kid Seeger.
Man, I thought we'd have one.
I know. Way to turn this whole bit into just a big day. Hey, Jim's House, 807. Great names. If you're just stopping by, coming up in a couple minutes, you think you've seen weird things in traffic here in Detroit. Oh, no. Someone has taken it to the next level. We'll explain. So there's a young lady who named her daughter Journey. After the journey she had gone through, not only getting pregnant, but childbirth and everything.
Right.
Unfortunately, the daughter's not too thrilled with the name because every time they go out and someone says, what's your name, Journey? People start singing Don't Stop Believing to the kid. Hi, what's your daughter's name, Journey?
Just a city boy!
And you were going to name your kid Rush.
Right.
Can't do that one.
No. we're going to name him after the movie, but right. Everybody would have thought it was the band, and I didn't want to deal with that.
I would start making, like, weird sounds from Journey's, or from Rush songs. Or wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Some red barchetta to you.
Subdivisions.
What? We have yet to get a Seeger, though. First name.
That's sad. I thought we'd get one.
Alice, if it then, it's kind of a tough one here. We had a couple, what, someone, Sebastian.
Sebastian.
And they actually took their 12-year-old to go see Sebastian, Sebastian Bach here.
Right, that's pretty cool. Awesome. That's pretty awesome.
Sandy, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
So we were talking about naming because we had a lady named her daughter Journey. Now, you know right. Someone whose name's Seeger?
My son has and his wife named their dog Seeger.
Doesn't count.
I have a grand dog named Seeger. But what I really wanted to say that when I was a teenager and thinking of names, you know, you're dreaming about what you're going to name your kids. I wanted to name a daughter Silence. That just goes to show you what I was smoking.
Sandy, you're awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. Have a good-
oh, you too. Bye. Darcy, hi.
Hi.
So you know someone Great. Named Seeger?
I do. A lovely teenager with a very beautiful singing voice.
No. Here in Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's someone named Seeger who's a singer here wow. in Detroit. Now we got to find yep. out who they are. We got to hear their music.
Well, I don't know if she's got anything recorded. She's a novice, but she's got a lovely singing voice.
Okay, so now we know.
And I wanted to name my son Sebastian.
After Sebastian Bach?
Overruled. Well, actually, after the composer, but
oh, okay.
It would have been fitting regardless because he's into music and drums and all that stuff.
I want to name my kid Mozart just so I can say, hey, Mo. Is that Three Stooges-y? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Darcy, have a great morning.
You too.
Bye. Bye. I thought it was funny. 248 text, my sister's last name was Young. I begged her to name her boy Angus. Come on.
Oh, that would have been cool.
I have never ready to go on a field trip.
Poor guy. Where's your schoolboy outfit? Yeah, oh, poor it. Kid.
Like this is
maybe that's better.
That would be horrible. Like this is my son Angus Young, and you would just stand there going, dun, 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 dun. Hi, Tony. Thanks for holding. Welcome to Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. I was gonna name my last son. My wife told me you can name our last son, so I was gonna name him Morrison after Jim Morrison.
Whoa.
All the way up until the day he was born, we changed it.
Wow.
We
changed it to John.
Okay, after John Lennon or just John because John?
No, after his grandfather, actually. Nice. But okay. All the way until that day, I was going to name him Morrison after Jim Morrison. But she kept saying, the kids are going to tease him and call him Morris the Cat. And I'm like, those kids ain't going to know that generation.
No, he's always, that
this
connection.
Was 20 years ago.
What is that?
Morris the Cat.
Yeah, you're right. I have no. What?
All the Tigers fans are going to call him Jack Morris. Yeah, no, it's right. Okay, yeah.
Thank you. And I told him that story, and he's like, Dad, that would have been awesome. He goes, I love Jim Morrison to the Doors. That would have been awesome to have that name.
Absolutely, man.
Right.
All right, be a cool kid.
All right. Thank you,
Tony.
Thank you guys.
Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
See, another one where they changed the name.
Yeah.
You and Heidi decided on the name. Wait. 816, Big Jim's house. Weirdest thing you've seen in a red light. 248-398-9279. Or just in traffic. Sounds to me like today we've had a lot of text messages about potholes. It's the season.
Yeah, that thawing didn't help.
I was on DeQuinder yesterday, and I'm test driving a TRX from Ram. That thing was getting thrown all over the place. Wow. I don't know how... You're driving to work right now. It's a whipping. So hang in there. Anyway, why are we asking about what you've seen in a red light? Because we have posted the keyword is...
The keyword's light.
L-I-G-H-T. An amazing video. The man is playing... Get some. He is playing a trumpet at the red light in his car. And the dude filming him is laughing his ass off. Because it is funny. And he kind of, you see at the end of it, kind of looks at him like, sup.
Yeah. Just another day at a red light, buddy.
Keyword light. All right, Detroit, we got to step our game up. California's got people playing trumpets now. 248-398-9279, keyword light.
He's good, too.
He is.
He's jamming.
I don't know. I was trailing in Watertucky. I told you a couple of years ago, I was driving down the street, and there was a guy had a van. And in the van, he had the two doors open up in the back. And he had a 2x4 across it. And he had a motor block, an engine block, on a chain. And it was being supported. He rolled down the rear windows in this old, like, 70s van.
Yeah.
And that's how he was hauling the motor. It was just hanging there off a chain on a 2x4 in the window. And I remember pulling up going, what? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Do we have... Because you mentioned there was, like, the drummer person out in California.
Yeah, I remember them getting big. I think it was around, like, Malibu. Where it got to the point where people were pulling up and noticing him and turning on songs and going, play this one, requesting songs.
Well, we have a lot of weird things. You know, Detroit gets kind of weird. That's kind of what we do. We had a dude riding a bull a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Do we have something like that? Did we? I don't remember anything like the trumpet playing dude.
No, I don't remember.
24839. Dude playing along with his trumpet in traffic at a red light. What have you seen in traffic here in Detroit? Because we got to step our game up. If they're playing trumpets now. So you were telling me, we'll get Dave, hold on, we'll get to your call in just a second. 248-398-WCSX, our house phone. What was the timing of the family in the Haz suit?
So I believe it was about a month before everything got shut down in 2020.
So it would have been like, what, February?
So, yeah, around February, early February. So okay. Either this family was just a bunch of goofballs or they knew something everybody else didn't know. But it was a family of four in a little car in full hazmat suits driving down the freeway. All four of them. The
yellow hazmat suits.
Yeah, the helmet part.
The whole
everything.
Thing.
The whole getup. Gloves.
Okay.
Yeah, not sure what that was about.
That was 696, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were real late to a Halloween party, I think.
I remember you came in and you're going, I just...
I don't know what happened.
What was that? Hey, Dave, thanks for holding, bud.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. So you're a trucker. You've seen it all.
I am a trucker. I have seen it all. The good things I have seen is, not so good, women putting on makeup, crossword puzzles, people eating breakfast. A bowl of cereal with milk. Women curling their hair. I've seen it all. And on the bad side of the things, I can't say on the radio.
Okay. All right. Well, text it to us, Dave, when you get time. Safely, of course. Thank you, bud. Have a good morning.
Yeah, have a good one. See you guys.
Later.
Oh, I'm sure you see a ton of stuff.
There was a guy on Telegraph Road a couple of years ago who was eating Chinese food. With chopsticks while driving.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a talented guy.
No. I pulled over. I just got off into a parking lot. I'm going to let him go. Yeah, you just do you, man. Hi, Tony. Thanks for holding. Welcome into Big Jim's house.
Hey, Jim. I got a couple of good stories for you in the red light.
Yeah.
One's pretty cool. One's really weird. The cool one is one day I was driving my daughter to work, and we pull up at a red light, and I look over, and it's red light. It's the archaeology van. From American Pickers, Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz from the cable show.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have it on video, me and my daughter. It is so cool. It was only short lived. It was only like 10 or 15 seconds, but it was surreal. It was so real. It was really them.
Man.
And then the weird one was one day I was working at one of the Pontiac haunted houses, and it was like almost midnight, and I pull up at a red light. And there's a scene from Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2 with Dennis Hopper in it. And there's the guy from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It got a body on him, and he's in the back end of a pickup truck, and he's got a chainsaw. And the guy's actually got this chainsaw reenacting that scene from the movie. And the two guys in the front cab are hooting and hollering and yelling. This guy actually had a real chainsaw.
Jeez.
And the people in the lane, I thought it was great and hilarious. I loved it. But the people next to me, they didn't think it was too cool. they took off like Bo and Luke Duke when they like turned green.
It was the funniest thing. Yeah, man. Totally.
It was the funniest thing.
Hey, appreciate you, bud. Yeah. Nice to know you're out there.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Man, I love that. So many times when you watch those shows where people drive around in, like, you know, noticeable vans or whatever,
yeah,
you're like, come on, you got to see them at least once in your life. They roll through these towns.
Well, the Stone Soup, my favorite Stone Soup story, one of them was we built a Hemi Roadrunner years ago when John Reap, remember the commercial campaign? That thing got a Hemi?
Oh, yeah.
So John Reap's the comedian. He came into studio, and one of the things I had to do was drive him. So I drove him over to Dick Pertin's show. In an orange Hemi. So we pulled up to a light on Woodward, and he rolls down the window, and the guy's looking, he does the double take, like, that's the Hemi guy. And John, just like this, looks over and goes, hey, that thing got a Hemi.
That's so funny. We took off
from the red light. And I know that dude is just sitting there going,
Dude, I'm telling you, he's telling his buddies after.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Dude. Yeah,
whatever, okay. Man. Hi, Steve, you got a red light story for us?
You got it, brother.
What up?
Driving down 8 Mile Telegraph area. Rocking and rolling, had my 86 Monte Carlo T-top SS out, had the T-tops off, so right mixing in with traffic with everybody. Pull up to the stoplight there, 8 Mile Telegraph. I look to the left of me on the median. A guy's hugging the tree. It's 2 p.m. He's hugging the tree, got the britches dropped to the ground, and he's relieving himself right in the middle of 8 Mile, right in the median, holding the tree, man.
Okay.
Some of the wild things you see in the Motor City.
Steve, you're awesome, bud. We didn't know where you were going with that story.
I know.
We got really nervous. Thank you, bud.
Hey, God bless you guys. Rock on.
Oh, you got it. Hi, Kim. Thanks for holding. Welcome in.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Okay, here's a kind of a funny, weird one, too. So I'm driving to work a few years ago in wintertime. It's still dark outside, and we're stopped at a red light, and this older man in front of me, he's reading a magazine article, holding it up, and in big, bold letters, it's about male enhancement. And I swear to God, he was, like, so intent on it. And I think he didn't go when the light turned green for a second either. I guess he was really into the article. I was half asleep. I'm like, am I seeing what I'm seeing?
Wow. All right. Okay, that's a new one.
Yeah, poor guy.
No. Thank you, Kim.
I guess he was lonely.
I guess so. Yeah.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye. You don't want to know how he's driving the car. moving on. Is 12-year-old Ryan creeping out now?
I'm just sitting here.
Okay. Keyword light, if you want to see what started this whole conversation, was this guy. That's a dude playing the trumpet. Fight. Keyword Coney will send you the link. Couple reasons to vote. Number one, everyone who votes, and you can vote once per round, will throw your name to a virtual hat, and someone's going to get an autographed Alice Cooper Court street sign. And whoever wins this, whatever establishment wins as the best Coney in Detroit, $15,000 in advertising. Thank you, Beasley Media, WCSX. Scott, our program director, also Mac upstairs making this possible. And Ben, too. Thank you, guys. Very cool. So, the closest battle, what's the closest one right now? We don't want to give, like, actual scores because we don't want to stilt this, but I would highly encourage you, you got to get in there. Keyword Coney, C-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah, and right now, there are a few, but the closest one, there's a couple creeping up now, too. Sorry. The closest one right now is Daly's Daly Drive-In versus Walt's Coney Island.
So you got Walt's and Waterford been there since, like, 1936. Little tiny building. And then Daly's, I don't know how... Daly's goes back to the 50s in Livonia, right?
Yeah, I believe
is
so.
Right?
With the car hop, yep.
Okay.
Another close one, Lou's Coney Island and Sunrise Coney Island. They're neck and neck.
Okay. Again, keyword Coney. All you got to do is text us that, C-O-N-E-Y. Nothing else. Don't put anything else in there or it won't bounce back to you properly. Send you the link. It's a huge hole.
It was a water main break in 2019. The street was blocked off, and this driver apparently went around the barricades to go down the street and ran into the hole. But still, would it surprise you if that was a pothole?
No. No. We say this every year, and you stop and go, well, it's the worst. This is the craziest potholes yesterday. I was driving around over on the east side and just throwing my pickup truck all over the place. I mean, it was bouncing. Yeah.
I forgot, gosh, who tweeted it? I saw it over the weekend when somebody said, welcome to the season of driving over potholes and not knowing whether or not, or driving over puddles and not knowing whether or not there's a massive hole underneath it.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it's just a puddle.
You're rolling the tire dice every time. Like, puddle, 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 puddle. Somebody texted, said, I-75 from Ohio to the Canadian border. There you go. That kind of covers them all. Okay, this is a great analogy. Potholes in Michigan are like traveling through a Pac-Man game, gobbling up tires and rims. Joe said every side street in Clawson, north of 14 Mile.
Yeah, there's some spots that are just notorious. 7 Mile, where I used to live in Livonia.
Yeah.
Like 7 Mile between Newburgh and Farmington. You're like you're on the moon.
Man. Coming off the hill onto Outer Drive in Allen Park from the Meyer, there's a part of this. There's this part of one the size of a Dodge Ram. Good Lord. Okay. So that's technically not a pothole, the one we posted. It's a water main. Right. Although this year.
But come on.
How do you miss that giant hole in the road?
I mean, yeah, that guy was just being an idiot. But I still think that if you show me that, I'd go, yeah, that's possible.
You make it. See, my problem is I watch.
Ooh, that's not good. Not right? Good.
Had to circle twice. And now trying to land in the UK, you've seen all this, all the storm. Was Regina? What's the name of that big storm they've got going on there? But they're putting up videos of planes trying to land at Heathrow.
Ugh.
In the crosswinds. And then this happened. They had to circle twice. And then people found out that Elton was on the plane. So they came out and kind of scary, but they're okay.
God, after all these years, though, you think about the lengths he's got to go to come up with song concepts. He's used about everything in the book.
So that what's that one?
I don't know.
Can You Land the Plane Tonight from Lion King 3? Is that the one? Hold Me Closer, Tiny Pilot. Do you or anyone you know ever been to like a crazy moment on an airplane?
No, nothing too crazy. I used to, when I lived in Tucson, Arizona, you can't fly directly into Tucson. So you have to fly into Scottsdale or Phoenix, and then they'll take you over to Tucson, but it's only a 25-minute flight.
Okay.
And you're in a 6-seater plane. Those things are just sketchy on their own, man. You feel like they should not be allowed to be in the air.
The Buddy Holly Express. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, and your pilot today, the Big Bopper. You're like, what? One time, my dad was a purchasing agent, so he bought stuff. He worked for Northrop and a couple of different companies doing stuff. And one time, he got this really neat perk. He was invited to fly on a private jet, him and my mom. Now, we didn't do stuff like that, but it was cool. So the first time he flies on a private jet, it's one of these two-engine, you know, behind you on the tail.
Right.
One of the engines blew out. Yeah. And they had to, you could hear it, obviously. There's only 4 of them on the plane. And they had to turn around and go back, obviously.
Oh, man.
And they get off, and the whole, one whole engine is completely blown out. And then they put him on another plane, and he's like, eh, we might as well go. What are the odds it's going to happen twice?
That's true.
I don't know.
But dang, you're...
I don't know if I'm getting on a plane again that quick.
And you're getting that treatment of being able to ride private, fly private, and that happens? Come on.
No. My mom, by the way, did not agree with him. I guess that was a pretty big argument on the tarmac.
You mean you want to get on the thing right. That we just had to turn around on because it failed?
The
okay.
First thing that went bang, we're going to get on another thing that might go bang.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, the guy's like, don't worry, folks. This plane's good.
So, yeah, anyway, Elton John's doing okay. 10,000 feet, though, when you find out.
Oh.
Do you want to know if you're on a plane, if they got a problem? You can't really do anything about it.
Depending on what the problem is. If they're like, hey, guys, bad news. Jerry forgot to fill the plane up before we left. And we're, you know, we only got about a quarter of a tank left. We're done.
By the way, wait, nice to drag Jerry out of Metro into this one. There could be somebody
Sorry
named
if
Jerry.
There's a fuel, right, fuel who guy works at Jerry Metro.
Going, what the hell did I do to him? My bad. We forgot to check the oil. Yeah, I've never... Thank God, never have been in a situation where something like that happens. It's crazy, though, man. Selim John's doing okay.
That's good.
Yeah, he'll be back here this summer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.